Hello, my name is Spence Robertson, host of An Advent Observed, speaking to you from the Blue Ridge Mountains in Boone, North Carolina. This week, we continue in hearing from seven devotional speakers as they share their faith perspective on the theme of peace. Today, we hear from Dana Holden.
I want to tell you a story about peace. This is a Bible story, but it's not one that we normally associate with Advent and Christmas. This is part of the story of Jacob. If you remember Jacob, he's one of the heroes of the Old Testament, but he didn't start out looking real heroic. He was born the second son, holding on to the foot of his twin brother Esau, which made Esau the heir and Jacob the loser. But Jacob proved that he could look out for himself, and as soon as they were adults, he cheated his older brother out of his inheritance. And before long, he had gone off to his uncle and worked his magic on him too, increasing his herds at the expense of his uncle's herds. So the story that I want to tell you today finds Jacob coming back home after more than 20 years away. By now, he's gotten wealthy. He has two wives, two concubines, a slew of children, servants, herds of animals, and lots of loot. But that does not keep him from fearing for his life when he knows that he's going to run into his brother Esau again. And he hears that Esau has 400 men with him, and he doesn't know what that means. Is this an army? The book of Genesis spends all of chapter 32 describing the lead up to their meeting. Jacob plans it all very carefully. He divides the group of people into two and says explicitly that at least this way, if Esau attacks one group, maybe the other group can escape with their lives. He selects a gift for Esau, 200 female goats and 20 male goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 40 cows and 10 bulls, 30 camels with young, 20 female donkeys and 10 male donkeys. Imagine how all this looks. All these people, all these animals. He plans out how his servants will present these gifts to Esau so that one servant walks up with one herd and announces, well, there's this, but there's more coming behind me, so that the gifts are presented in lots of three. Jacob sends all of this, his possessions, his family, across the Jabbok River ahead of him, and he sleeps alone in the wilderness. He's so stressed that during the night he has the experience of wrestling with a man, which the Bible calls an assailant, but which has alternately been understood to be either an angel or with God's own self. The next day, they head into Esau's territory. Jacob divides his children among his wives and the maidservants, with the favorite wife, Rachel, and the favorite son, Joseph, at the very end. Jacob goes ahead of them, and the Bible says, he himself went on ahead and bowed down to the ground seven times as he approached his brother. But Esau ran to meet Joseph and embraced him. He threw his arms around his neck and kissed him, and they wept. Then Esau looked up and saw the women and children. So Esau speaks to Jacob and he goes, what is all this? What is all this about? And Jacob says, oh, brother, it's all for you. And Esau says to Jacob, I have enough. You keep what you have for yourself. I have enough. What a message of peace. Jacob had cheated Esau out of his inheritance. Esau could have spent the next 20 years thinking of what he would demand when they finally met again. He could have gone beyond fairness and justice and dreamed about revenge. He might have wanted anything other than peace. But what he said to Jacob was, I have enough. At a time of year when we talk about peace, we often find ourselves thinking, I don't have enough. I haven't done enough decorating. I haven't bought enough gifts. I haven't done enough baking. I'm not doing enough entertaining. And we don't experience our own peace at the holidays, but we spend all our time feeling like it's not enough. And we could talk and talk about how the lack of peace around the world begins when someone thinks, I don't have enough. My country doesn't have enough land. We don't have enough water. We don't have enough oil. We don't have enough workers or people. We need to take someone else's. The message that Jesus brings us in Advent and at Christmas is that we have enough. That we don't have to struggle and strive and fight. We already have enough. Jesus is enough. Amen.
You have been listening to An Advent Observed. Tune in tomorrow as we continue on the theme of peace. Until then, God be with you.